No, not ولاء and براء. No, not ولاء and براء. ولاء and براء is, yeah, it comes out of that, but it is not ولاء and براء. It comes out of that. It comes out of that. But we say, yeah, I can't say ولاء and براء, but I mean ولاء and براء got some other fields, you know. It's true that you need to make براء from all false deities and make wala to Allah Ta'ala, the only true deity. طيب. We said that today we're going to speak about the conditions of la ilaha illallah. We are Salafis. Got to We the Salafis got to strengthen our belief with evidences. Not only to have the information. You need to have the evidences and proofs of what you say, so when you go and convey the da'wah, whether to the non-Salafis who are Muslims, but they are committing some innovations, or to those who are non-Muslims. And we need, by the way, to work on both sides. The non-Muslims and the wrong Muslims. The non-Muslims and the wrong Muslims. The pillars are eight. Pillars of La ilaha illallah are eight. As we said before. And some said seven, no problem. And some said, it is علم يقين وإخلاص وصدقك مع محبة وانقياد والقبول لها وزيد ثامنها الكفران منك بما سوى الإله من الأوثان قد أوليها. حافظ الحكمي رحمه الله تعالى said in his book سلم الوصول وبشروط سبعة قيلت وفي نصوص الوحي حقا وردت فإنه لم ينتفع قائلها بالنطق إلا حيث يستكملها العلم واليقين والقبول والانقياد فادري ما أقول والصدق والإخلاص والمحبة وفقك الله لما أحبه. Now these, according to Hafiz al-Hakami, he said that there are seven, وَبِشُرُوطٍ سَبْعَةٍ قُيِّدًا, and it is related to seven conditions. وَفِي نُصُوصِ الْوَحْيِ حَقًّا وَرَدَتْ, and it is in the verses of the Revelation mentioned. فإنه لم ينتفع قائلها, the one who says it would not benefit if he just said by tongue. بالنطق إلا حيث يستكملها. If he just said by tongue, he would be benefited until he work with these eight conditions. العلم واليقين والقبول والأرضي. العلم واليقبول. علم, knowledge, يقين, certainty, قبول, acceptance. والانقياد, فدري ما أقول, submission. والانقياد, which is submission. فدري ما أقول means you got to understand what I'm saying. So how many of these are? علم, يقين, قبول, انقياد. Four. We still need three. According to what Hafiz al-Hakami said. والصدق والإخلاص والمحبة. صدق, honesty, إخلاص, sincerity, محبة, love. وفقك الله لما أحب. May Allah make you success on what He subhanahu wa ta'ala likes. Now this is according to Hafiz al-Hakami رحمه الله تعالى. Not only him. Even Imam Abdul Rahman ibn Hassan al-Sheikh, the one who the grandson of Sheikh of Imam Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, who bought this the book of Taysir al-Aziz al-Hamid. What did other ulama say? They said it is eight. How did they say it? They say ilmun yaqeenun wa ikhlasun wa sidquka ma' mahabbatin wa inqiyadin wal qabool laha wa zida thaminuha al kufranu min kabima siwa al ilahi min al awthani qad uliha. Ilm, knowledge, yaqeen, certainty, ikhlas, sincerity, wa sidquka ma' sidquka, sidq, honesty, is a four. محبة وانقياد والقبول لها. محبة love, انقياد submission, قبول acceptance. وزيدة منها and another one added to it, another condition, the eighth condition. What is that? الكفران منك بما سوى الإله من الأوثان أوليها. The denial of yours from the from what been worshipped, from what is being worshipped from the false deities. Okay, now let's go through these eight conditions. Have you got them? Let's put them now on the screen to see what they are and how important they are. So we say, first one was ilm, which is knowledge. The second is sincerity. I wish one of you can have it written so I don't get so busy with it. So, okay, ilmun yaqeenun, qabulun, inqiyad, sidq, ikhlas, and mahabba. And put the other, the eight, which is denial of the false deities. So we have these eight conditions. Each one can write them in English so the brothers and sisters know the meaning of it. So let's go back to it and see what are the rules for that. When we say ilm, knowledge, what do we mean by that? Is it obligatory upon every Muslim to have the knowledge? That's not possible. That's difficult. How come a person who just converted to Islam have the knowledge or amount of knowledge similar to fallible aim or aim like Ibn Basil? It is not possible. And if it is obligatory upon the Ummah to have the ilm, all of them, all the individuals, then they are put in real trial. And then they are going to fail. It is very difficult to have all the knowledge. We don't mean knowledge of, for example, knowledge of the language, Arabic language. We don't mean the knowledge of inheritance. We don't mean the knowledge of usul al-fiqh. We don't mean the knowledge of mustalah al-hadith. We don't mean the knowledge of qira'at, whatever. No, we mean certain knowledge that every Muslim male or female who says La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, got to know them. Got to know these. Got to know the knowledge of that. What knowledge of that? Got to know the knowledge of what it means. The pillars, the conditions, the invalidation. That's all these things. It is not logic. It is not logic that you as a Muslim do not know about La ilaha illallah. You only say it, like many Muslims today. Many Muslims today, they just say it. Do they know it? Unfortunately, no. Otherwise, if they say they know it, then it is a real, real problem. It is a real, real problem. If they know it, if they know it, and they're still continuously doing what they are doing today, from turning to other than Allah, by worshipping the graves, by worshipping, by going to the magicians, by dealing with the jinn, then this is a real nifaq. And they have the knowledge of that and they still continue on the other side. This is a real nifaq. What is nifaq then? If it is not this. So we say that every Muslim got to know these things about La ilaha illallah. Got to know the meaning, the pillars, the conditions and the invalidators. Four things. This is the knowledge that we mean on the screen here when we say knowledge. And as a condition upon you, brother and sister, you have to, yeah, don't shake your head and say, wondering why. It is obligatory upon every Muslim, every individual who says La ilaha illallah, it is obligatory upon him to know these four things. These four things are mandatory. You got to have the knowledge of them. What is the proof? What is the proof, Muhammad al-Maliki? You're just buzzing words like that. Should we accept from you who you are? I'm only a little man. I'm only a little student of knowledge. Wait, and I'll tell you, what is the proof of that? Have you ever heard of Surah Muhammad? There is a verse in Surah Muhammad, verse 19. Go back to it and see what Allah Ta'ala says there. Allah Ta'ala there says to us, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. Know that there is no deity worthy of worship but Allah. You go back to Surah Muhammad, ayah 19 and see another place, another witness, another evidence, and Surah Az-Zukhruf. Surah Az-Zukhruf, ayah 86, Allah Ta'ala said, إِلَّا مَنْ شَهِدَ بِالْحَقِّ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ, except for those who witness with the truth. And they know what? Know it. Know the truth. As what the ulama of tafsir says. They know, they don't just say by their tongues, but they have to know it. In the hadith of Uthman radiallahu anhu, about Ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, according to Imam Muslim, who reported it in his book, As-Sahih, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ مَاتَ وَهُوَ يَعْلَمْ مَنْ مَاتَ وَهُوَ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever dies with the knowledge that there is no deity worthy of worship but Allah, then he will enter the paradise. Fantastic. Do you think that the Habakkuk do not know? Do you think that Abdullah ibn Ubayy ibn Salul didn't know? He knew and he said it. But this knowledge isn't the knowledge we mean. The knowledge we mean, as we said, it's not the knowledge of information. No, it is the knowledge of exercising. You can ask questions later. We'll give 20 minutes for questions. So, وَمَنْ مَاتَ وَهُوَ يَعْلَمُ سورة الزخرف verse 86. مَنْ مَاتَ وَهُوَ يَعْلَمُ Who dies and he knows how. Do you think today people who get to the internet, people who hears about Islam, don't they know? They do know. But this knowledge isn't the knowledge we want. This knowledge is exactly the knowledge, is exactly the same as the knowledge of the people of Quraysh. They knew. But did they accept the new? They didn't. These people today, many of them, know the truth. But do they accept? No. The answer, no, they don't accept. And that's why it's not acceptable from them. So they got to accept. And that's how he gets to the Jannah. It's not anybody who says La ilaha illallah will go to the Jannah. It's not anybody who has the knowledge of La ilaha illallah will go to the Jannah. No. But see, from the knowledge of La ilaha illallah, which we said, is the conditions. From the conditions is submission. That is the knowledge we want. Knowledge that is followed by actions. Submission. Refraining from committing the shirk. That is the knowledge we want. Which every Muslim got to have. It's not that big, it's only a bait and a half, or maybe it depends on the font that is used in printing. If there is font number 20, it becomes a page and a half. If you make it on 14, it might only be a page. One page. That is the end we want you to know and have a mind when you say La ilaha illallah akhi, it is not a word that you just say it. Now it is a practical exercise that you do by many different parts of your body, your heart, your mind, your tongue, your other body parts, hands, legs, eyes, ears, etc. All these got to participate in this knowledge and saying La ilaha illallah. Kuffar of Quraysh knew. But what did they say? In Surah Sa'd, for example, ayah number 5, they said, أَجَعَلَ الْآلِيَةَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا إِنَّ هَذَا لَشِيءٌ عُجَابٌ. As Muhammad wants to make all the gods in one, that is very strange. So they believed in the one. They knew the one. فَلَيْسَأَلْتَ مَا خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَةِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ You ask them who created the heavens and the earth, would say Allah. Yeah, so they don't accept, they don't submit. That is their problem. It's not only to know. Abdullah ibn Ubayy ibn Salul, head of Abu Bakr at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, he knew. But did he win, or did he get into the fork of Islam? The answer is no. No, he was head of a bakr that time. Simply because he did not have the knowledge upon what we say, upon the meaning of knowledge that we say. We don't mean knowledge information, no. Knowledge that consists of all things. The meaning of La ilaha illallah, the pillars of La ilaha illallah, the conditions of La ilaha illallah, the invalidators of La ilaha illallah. Now let me ask you this question. Somebody says La ilaha illallah. Akhi pray. I don't like. Ramadan comes. Akhi hold, what do you eat? What do you eat in the day of Ramadan? Akhi, I don't want to fast. Akhi, it's a year now since you gained this much money. Give out zakah. Now this is money that I work for. Hey brother, it is time for Hajj. You are, mashallah, good financially. Go. No, it's crowded. It's a lot of people there. It's dirty. It's this. What kind of Islam you are up? Tell me, you brothers and sisters, how do you look to this person? I want the answer from you, brothers and sisters. Is he a person that he has the knowledge of the way we explained? How do you think? Muhammad used to say he's kafir. Shaheed said that he's a sinner. Who else? Umar Abdullah said he don't mean La ilaha illallah. Muhammad said he is about ignorance. Salaf al-Aun say he is kafir. If he knows, he has to pray, fast, etc. Exactly. That is the thing. If he knows. He got the knowledge, but he doesn't respond to it. Allah Ta'ala said, فَإِنْ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ. And they establish salah and give out the kadah, you brothers in the religion. So if they don't, they are not. If they don't, they are not. If they don't pray at all, they are not. At all. Yeah, some ulama say that it is practical kufr, it is not kufr of belief. Yeah, that's true. But yet we call him to pray. And if he says no, and no, and no, then how come? The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and many other ahadith, he said that he is between the kufr and shirk, refraining from salah. It's clear, ikhwan. So, I don't want to get into the hukum of salah and zakah, but I wanted to give an example. Somebody who says La ilaha illallah, you have to prove your identity. It is not anyone who says, I'm a citizen of this country, we accept. They will ask him, where is your identity? I will say now, where is the identity of this person who said that he believes in La ilaha illallah? The second pillar is yaqeen. Yaqeen means certainty. One got to be certain. When he says La ilaha illallah, he got to be certain. It's not a joke. I said, maybe I'm maybe. It's not like that person who says, well, let's be Muslim, as if there is other day and paradise and fire and banishment, I would be saved. If there is none, I never lose anything. We say this kind of act is to the hell. This is not accepted. Why? Because it's against what Allah Ta'ala said. It is against what Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah Al-Hujurat, Ayah 15. إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا. Look at this, Surah Al-Hujurat, Ayah 15. Verily, the believers are those who believed in Allah and His Messenger, and they never had a doubt in that. They are certain of their belief. Exactly like in Surah At-Tawbah, Ayah 45. الله تعالى said, إنما يستأذنك الذين لا يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر وارتابت قلوبهم فهم في ريبهم يترددون. Then, those who do not believe in Allah and in the day of resurrection, and their hearts are not settled with belief, are the ones who are going to ask you permission and excuse not to go with you and fight. And they are going to be always continuously in their doubts, the darkness of their doubts. And these verses, Ikhwan, are explained in the hadith reported by Imam Muslim on the authority of Abu Huraira, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Who can know that hadith? Let me bring you the beginning of it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one day Abu Huraira came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and met him in a garden in Medina. Abu Huraira, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, whomsoever you see behind this wall, behind this garden, believes in La ilaha illallah, certain his belief, his heart is settled with that, they give him the glad tidings that he is one of the people of Jannah. I wanted you to continue the hadith, but I said it all. Look at this hadith, Ikhwan. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is telling Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, whomsoever you see behind this wall, behind this garden, witnessing that there is no deity worthy of worship but Allah, certain in his belief, his heart is settled with that, then give him the glad tidings that he is one of the people of Jannah. In other hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I be witness that there is no deity worthy of worship but Allah. Wa anni Rasulullah. And I am the messenger of Allah." The Prophet ﷺ is witnessing that. He says, "I be witness. I, Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib, be witness that there is no doubt to worship but Allah, and I be witness that I am the messenger of Allah." And then he said, "La yalqa," the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that witnessing, it is only to tell us something after that. He said, "La yalqa Allah bima abdun ghayr shakkin fima illa adkhala al-jannah." No one, no slave, will stand before Allah
and the devil's action perhaps. Having no doubt about that, certainly believe in that, except that he will get to the Jannah. Sooner or later, he get to the Jannah. Sooner or later, he's going to get to the Jannah. So, it is very clear here. It is very clear that as the one witnesses that there is no worthy, no deity worthy of worship but Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, which is going to accept that Allah Ta'ala will get him to the Jannah. So it is not only to save by your tongue. It has to be set it in your heart. Your heart must be doubtless about it. That is the second condition. So if a person says, well, let's do like what the Muslims doing, as if they are right, we are getting something, we are winning. And if they are wrong, then we are not losing. You say, no, you are losing anyway. You are losing anyway. As Allah Ta'ala, as in Surah Al-Asr, says that this kind of person is a loser. Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Asr, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Four things you got to do. Allah Ta'ala said by time, by the life, all mankind is in loss except for who are those who are exempted from the loss? It is those who have four characteristics. Four things. What are they? First, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Except those who believe. Believe what? You believe in something, you know, you got the knowledge, you got the, and you have it in your heart settled. It's not only you got the knowledge in your ears, no, you got to have it settled in your heart. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And they act upon the knowledge they had. You just have a knowledge and you act against it. Or act away from it. That is wrong, brothers and sisters. And this doesn't benefit one. It doesn't benefit one. So we got to believe, we got to act upon what we believe. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. And we got to convey this belief. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. And we got to advise each other to be patient. As this way, no one will take, except he will have some kind of annoyed. You're going to be annoyed anyway. By many means. First enemy, the shaitan, the kuffar, other things. All these are going to annoy you. So you got to know that. You got to be ready. It's a kind of pattern. Says Allah, curse shaitan. Shaitan never put his weapon down. Always raising his weapon. He's a good shooter. He shoots right in the heart. So be careful. He doesn't want your eyes. He doesn't want your ears. He doesn't care if you do wrong sexual. He doesn't care if you drink. He doesn't care if that. He only used those things in order to take you to a worse case. And that's why you see Shaitan whispering to the Muslim doing wrong, like drinking or doing wrong sexuals. Why? He doesn't do this with the kuffar? Because they're kuffar already. They're gonna do that anyway. They're gonna do that themselves. But the Muslim, no. The Muslim, no. He might get weak sometimes. And Shaitan could then cure him because the shelter is gone. When he is weak, the shelter goes lower. Then the Shaitan bullet can reach the heart, but it never kills it. Until one start doing the invalidators of La ilaha illallah. That is the most dangerous way, place. Right. The tenth condition is ikhlas, sincerity. What a hard subject is sincerity. What a hard and difficult subject is sincerity. What a hard and difficult subject is sincerity. And that's why Allah mentioned it in the Quran many, many places. Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Bayyinah, Ayah 5, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Wonderful. Look at this. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. They were never commanded. They were never created to do anything but to worship Allah sincerely. Sincerely. Allah Ta'ala in Surah Al-Dhariyat said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I haven't created jinn and mankind except to worship me. Ibn Kathir رحمه الله تعالى, when he explained this ayah, he said, يَعْبُدُونَ يوحدون, single me out in Godhood, in their worships. Single me out in their worships. That is the meaning of يعبدون. And it's not only يعبدون and go and do and worship Allah and others besides Allah. No! You got to be careful, brothers and sisters. It is a very, very dangerous issue. So you got to worship Allah alone, with no partners, with no mediators. And that's what the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith of Utban radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَى النَّارِ مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ يَبْتَغِي بِذَلِكَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. Hadith is reported by Bukhari. إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ, verily Allah may have forbidden, ala nar, for the fire, man qala la ilaha illallah, to burn the person who says la ilaha illallah. So, who says la ilaha illallah? Sincerely, yabtaghi bidhalika wajhallah, sincerely for the sake of Allah. This kind of person, the fire would not burn him. It doesn't mean, it doesn't torch him, no. Torchment might take place. If he does sins and Allah Ta'ala doesn't forgive it, yes, he might fall into sins. But Allah will never make him remain forever in the fire. would not make him remain in the fire. Why? Because he says La ilaha illallah sincerely. So Allah Ta'ala will bring him out of the fire. Besides that, who says La ilaha illallah sincerely is somebody who is going to gain the intercession of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yesterday, a brother and sister asked about intercession. Now look at this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Huraira, when Abu Huraira asked him, and the hadith is in Bukhari, Abu Huraira asked him, Ya Rasulallah, man as'adu an-nas bi shafa'atika yawm al-qiyamah? Who is the happiest one of your intercession and the day of resurrection? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately responded saying, أسعد الناس شفاعتي من قال لا إله إلا الله خالصا من قلبي أو نفسي. The most happy one of my intercession in the day of resurrection is the one who says لا إله إلا الله sincerely from his heart, depth of the heart. It's not the one who says يا ولي يا نبي يا no. It is the person who says لا إله إلا الله sincerely from the depth of his heart. The third condition is honesty, sidq. Sidq. One who says La ilaha illallah got to say it honestly. It's not to please so and so. It's not to get a job in a Muslim country. It's not only to be considered as a Muslim so you can get to Mecca and see the people and see the Masjid al-Haram. No! You got to say it sincerely. And when you say it sincerely, you got to stick to it. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'a as-sadiqin. Or you who believe, fear Allah and be with the honest ones. Honest persons. Don't say it and you don't mean it. Don't say it while you mean it. As those who say so by their tongues, which contradict what in their hearts, these people are going to be permanently in the fire. Permanently in the fire. And not only that, they're going to be in the lowest rank of it. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Then the buckets are in the lowest rank of the fire. You know what does that mean? It means all the dirt of the people of the fire goes on them. On them. The fifth is mahabba. I mean, we say mahabba, which is love. We don't mean love that people means. Man love woman. No. It is love of this world. La ilaha illallah. Love of Allah. Love of the Prophet ﷺ. Love of the angels. Love of all the prophets and messengers, including Isa, Musa. Love of the real believers, the Muslims. You got to love them. You got to love La ilaha illallah. You don't hate it. You don't hate any of it. You don't hate Allah. You don't hate the prophets. You don't hate the angels. You don't hate pious persons. Allah Ta'ala said, Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur walladhina kafaru awliya'uhum at-taghut. Allah is the wali or the supporter of the believers, those who believe. And he takes them from the darkness to the light. And those who deny Allah, their wali is the shaitan. Tahut. He takes them from the light to the darkness. In the other ayah, Allah Ta'ala said, المؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض والله ولي المتقين. Look at this. المؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض والله ولي المتقين. The male believers and female believers are the أولياء each other. They are the supporters or they love each other. For the sake of Allah, not for the meaning of love that goes between man and woman. No, no, no. It's only for the sake of Allah. As if they do that, Wallahu waliyu al-mu'mineen. So Allah is the wali of them. Allah is the wali of them. So, love. Allah Ta'ala said about love, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. And those who believe, love Allah more than how the non-believers love their deities. The non-believers love their deities very, very much. However, the believers love Allah more than everything, more than everything, and we got to, we cannot have a other choice. We got to love Allah the most. And from the creation, we got to love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most. We got to love Allah the most. And from the creation, we got to love Muhammad the most. 6th is i'tiyad, submission. Submission. Submission of what? Submission to la ilaha illallah and to all what la ilaha illallah calls you to. And all what La ilaha illallah calls you to. But to say La ilaha illallah and you don't submit to La ilaha illallah, that's wrong. That's wrong. Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Nisa, ayah 65, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِيمَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما. فلا وربك. Nay, by your Lord. They are unbelievers. About them, they come back to you for judgment of all the conflict that occurs between them. And then they don't find any hesitation in their hearts of what you judged. And they submit to it. Complete submission. Yeah, that's how the believers must be. Look at today what's happening. It's a kind of mess, ikhwan. It's a kind of mess. We say something, we do something else. It's someone who's slandering you, backbiting you, criticizing you, and then you say, "Akhi, come back, come, let's sit to the Quran and Sunnah. I see who's wrong." I say, "No, no, no, no. I don't sit with you." Imam Barbahari said, "Put your fingers in your ears. Abu Ayyub Sakhtani, don't listen to." Akhi, that's about the pure Mubtadi'. I might be wrong. I might be wrong. I'm calling you to the Quran and Sunnah. If you turn away, be careful. This is danger. We got to come back to the Quran and Sunnah. We got to come back to the Quran and Sunnah. Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah An-Nisa, 125, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا مِّمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا مِّمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ. Look at this beautiful ayah, and all the Quran is beautiful. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا. Who is on a better religion than the one who submits his faith, meaning his body, his heart, his actions, his sayings, to Allah while he is a good doer. While he is a good doer. And the answer is no one. The answer is no one. No one is better than this person. This is somebody who believes in Allah and is submitting to what Allah Ta'ala calls to. The glad tidings are given to this kind of person. In Surah Luqman, ayah 22, Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يُسْلِمْ وَجْهَهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. There Allah Ta'ala witnessed that there is no one better than the one who submit to his Lord, Allah, while doing good deeds. Perfectly. And the ayah of Surah Luqman, Allah Ta'ala says that who submits his face to Allah while he is a good doer, then this kind of person is the one who holds or grasps on the strongest rank of the chain of faith. Do you remember where we hear this word, Al-Urwatu Al-Wuthqa? Can anybody remind me, where did we hear it? Al-Urwatu Al-Wuthqa. We said it in the second lesson, and today I assume that we have said it sometime earlier. Do you brothers and sisters still remember this word, Al-Urwatu Al-Wuthqa? Can anybody tell me where we can find this one? Al-Urwatu Al-Wuthqa? Surah Al-Baqarah, exactly, Umm al-Harith. And Shamuel says that it is Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah number 256. That's correct. Umm Saud, that's correct. In Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرُ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. Look at this. Who denies the false deities that believe in Allah is the one who grasps on the strong, ring of the chain of faith. Now here in Surah Luqman, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُسْلِمْ وَجْهَهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. Same thing in Surah Luqman, ayah 22. Same thing. But this time, on submission. If you submit your all cases to Allah and accept the judgment from Allah, as in the Quran, as in the Sunnah, as in the sayings of the ulama of haqq, then you are somebody who has grasped the most trustworthy and hold. Look at that. How simple is that? Quran, Jannah is not that difficult. But Jannah means honesty. And the seventh condition is Acceptance of what? Is there anything given to you to accept or reject? Acceptance of the way of witnessing La ilaha illallah. Acceptance of witnessing Muhammad Rasulullah. Acceptance of witnessing Quran is from Allah. Acceptance of Salah is obligatory. Acceptance of Ramadan fasting is obligatory. Acceptance of Hajj is obligatory once a life. Acceptance that Zakah is obligatory upon those who have reached the amount of Zakah. You got to accept all what Islam came with. Calling for good, warning of evil. You got to accept that. You got to implement that. You cannot reject any of these things. If you say, oh, I believe in Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, but I don't believe that Salah is obligatory. You say, excuse me, you are out of the fold of Islam. Out! Now you need, if you want to come back, you need to declare the testimony of faith. You got to. Allah Ta'ala said, in Surah As-Saffat, ayat 35 and 36, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا إِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا إِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ ويقولون أئنا لتاركوا آلهتنا لشاعر مجنون. Allah Ta'ala is telling us what the kuffar have said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Verily they used to say, they used ever to say to them, لا إله إلا الله, they disdain. They disdain and refrain away from that. And they say, are we going to leave worshipping our gods for a Pope who is mad? That's what they used to describe Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of creation. And they reject the call of Allah. Now somebody who says so is considered to be a rejecter of Islam. And that's why Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, for example, Ikhwan, when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam died and Abu Bakr became the Khalifa, a group of tribes of Arabs refused to pay the zakah. They said, we used to give it to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and now we don't give it to you. Abu Bakr brought back the army under the leadership of Osama bin Zayd. Umar ibn Khattab said to him, Ya Abu Bakr, you kill people who say La ilaha illallah? He said, yes, I will kill all those who differentiate between Salah and Zakah. Who support between Salah and Zakah? Who accepts Salah and rejects Zakah? Why? Because they are kuffar. Not because they did not pay the zakah. No, because they denied that it is a pillar of Islam and it is obligatory. So don't misunderstand me and say that we make takfir upon those who commit sins. No, it is not. This is the matter of Khawarij. But Abu Bakr did not fire them and name them kuffar because they didn't want to pay the zakah, but because they said clearly that it is not obligatory upon us anymore. It was when the Prophet ﷺ was alive, and now finished. And that's wrong. The eighth and last condition of La ilaha illallah is al-kufru bima yu'bad min dunillahi min al-tawaghit. The denial of worshipping any deities other than Allah. And they are all tawaghit. So you got to deny all of them. You got to disbelieve in all of them. You got to reject all of them first and then you come to Islam, you come to the folk of Islam. And by that, we come to the end of the conditions of La ilaha illallah. If there are any questions, I wish you send them to my email. If I have done a special email for the room, it is, as you're going to see now, inshallah ta'ala, send all your questions to this. على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وجزاكم الله خيرا.